The Note is one of Angela Hunt's most beloved bestsellers. It became a top-rated Hallmark Channel movie, which was followed by a sequel, Taking a Chance on Love. The novelization of Taking a Chance on Love by Angela Hunt was just published by Tyndale House Publishers. Today, we're joined in a special conversation with Ms. Hunt and Janie Francis, the Emmy Award-winning actress who portrayed the leading character in the Note movies, Peyton Magruder. This is a really special moment for all those who've read, watched, and loved The Note and its sequel, Taking a Chance on Love. We're about to begin a conversation with Angela Hunt, creator of The Note, and Janie Francis, who brought the heroine, Peyton Magruder, to life on the Hallmark Channel, much to everybody's delight. So I would like to start off by welcoming both of you, Angela and Janie. Welcome and thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, this is a special moment for each of you as well. Angela, as I said earlier, you were the creative force who brought the character and the story into existence. And Janie, you were the artist who really became Peyton on the TV screen. But it's ironic that you two, who were so closely connected with this one creative work, have never actually, to my knowledge, had a person-to-person chat. So what's the first thing you'd like to say to each other?
Well, certainly the first thing that I would like to say to Angela is thank you for writing a beautiful story and a wonderful character that I dearly love, and that I feel very honored to be able to play her.
Wonderful.
And I would like to thank Janie for bringing Peyton to life in such a fresh way. Peyton is a strong woman, independent and capable, but she has wounds. And another actress might have been tempted to portray Peyton as a blubbering mess, but Janie was true to the character, and I really appreciate that. I thought she did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful, and thank both of you for sharing that with us. Can I just ask, were you familiar with one another's work before your paths crossed on The Note?
No, I wasn't familiar with Angela's work. It's been a really nice surprise for me to get to know the kind of storyteller that she is. It's exactly the kind of storytelling that I've always yearned for. So I think she's a great find.
Oh, thank you. And I think you'd have to be born or living under a rock not to have heard of Janie Francis and Luke mm-hmm. and Laura and all that sort of thing. And I had seen her even though I was not a regular watcher of General Hospital just because I don't have time to watch daytime TV.
Uh-huh. Well, this is wonderful. And speaking of TV, I was just curious. I wanted to ask the two of you, did you each watch Taking a Chance on Love when it premiered on Hallmark Channel in January?
Well, certainly I watched.
The night of the premiere you watched, yeah.
Yes, I did, definitely.
Yeah, what was your reaction? I know the whole audience, or what we hear of them, were tremendously moved at the ending, and I wondered, how did you feel?
About them getting married?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was...
You always cry at weddings?
Well, I'm always the bride. I don't know if you've noticed, but...
you have a lot of practice. Right.
Yes, I've got a lot of practice. I think that's what should have happened. They definitely belong together, and it was a happy ending.
Good. Let's move on a little bit. One of the things that I would like to ask Janie, something I've been sort of curious about personally, and maybe others have as well. In The Note, you are turning a character, you're bringing to life a character from a novel, and there are lots of readers out there who admire that character and maybe have an image in their minds of what she is like. Is it more difficult to create that kind of persona as opposed to portraying a character in a screenplay who's totally fresh to the audience? What are the challenges and the differences?
Well, for me, I had not read the book, mm-hmm. and I was cast very quickly into this part. I had about 4 days before they flew me into, you know, fittings and shooting the show.
Wow.
So I didn't have the time at that point to pick up the novel and read it. I had to go with just the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, you know, I was just going with what was in my hands, and that mm-hmm. was just the screenplay. And this character resonated with me so fully that I felt very much that this part was meant for me.
What a great thing. Angela, I wanted to ask you a question that had been on my mind as well.
Sure.
And I think this happens to a lot of novelists. You create a story, you create the setting, the narrative, the events, etc. And then when your creation makes its transition to the screen, things almost inevitably have to happen, to sometimes to make things fit, sometimes for budget purposes. What is it like as a writer when your work comes to the screen and things are different? I know in the notes some of the settings were a little different. What sort of reaction do you have to that?
When things are changed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be honest. My first gut reaction is a little bit of protective defensiveness because, mm-hmm. you know, it's my baby. And she was cute just the way she was. But then once I learned more about the movie-making side of things, I understood the reasons. And specifically, once I heard that Hallmark wanted The Note to be a Christmas movie, it made perfect sense to move the setting farther north because mm-hmm. even though I love Florida, our twinkle lights on palm trees, that's not exactly evocative of a holiday feeling, is it?
No. Only to people in the Sun Belt.
There you go.
Well, thank you. Thanks for that that candor that you described in terms of your reaction. You know, reading a novel is an experience. It's a great experience. And watching a film is another great experience. Do you think that one medium has an advantage over the other, even when the story is the same? What do you think are the differences and the pros and cons?
Well, each medium does have certain advantages because a picture can encompass 1,000 words. A film can take the core of a novel and present it in only 2 hours, something mm-hmm. that would take you much longer than that to read. Mm-hmm. But the printed page has an advantage, too, because it can hold a character's thoughts and feelings, and those are really hard to express in film specifically. And mm-hmm. it takes really good actors and actresses to pull off a lot of that emotional content and feeling.
Mm. My next question is for Jeannie, and I'm going to talk a little bit as I lead up to it. I think everyone was amazed at your ability to breathe life into Peyton Magruder. You really got inside her and shaped a character that is so lovable and so intelligent and strong. In the note, too, we saw her growing even further, progressing on her journey, falling in love, willing to become vulnerable. And the development was, I think, really amazing what unfolded there. Are some of Peyton's personal qualities your own? Did you use in any way your own life experience or your connection with her to bring her to such vivid life?
When I work, I always try very hard to work from a very personal place. As I said, Peyton resonates with me like a sister, you know.
Mm.
A lot of her qualities are very similar to my own. A lot of her problems are very similar to my own. And so for me, it was really easy to understand what was going on in her heart and her soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it was tailor-made for me, honestly. It's
uh-huh.
easy to slip into her.
That's an amazing thing. Were there any particular challenges to the role that you would want to share with us?
Well, one of the challenges that I had was that early on, some of the comments that I got was that they were interested in the lighter side of me, the lighter side of you know, what I'm known for Laura. And Laura, you know, comes unhinged very quickly and very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I found that a little bit intimidating, like I had to be really funny or I had to be like a stand-up comedian, which, you know, I those things are not me. I'm basically kind of a shy person.
Mm-hmm.
But then I began to understand it more as, you know, this is a woman who really is strong. She doesn't wear her heart on her sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've grown older, that's exactly the kind of role that I want. You know, I've done so much of the ingenue crying thing, and I was stuck in that image for so long that I really wanted to portray a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Peyton is a really good grown-up expression of a Laura, almost. You know, they seem, my writers on my show seem very stuck and can't let that character become a woman. And and Peyton really sort of is the next step forward. You know, and I like a part that is asking for my strength, not just my weakness.
Really being able to play a fully developed, mature person.
Exactly.
Next question is for Angela. Jeannie shared some of her personal insights and the personal elements that of her own experience that she brought to her portrayal. So I would like to ask you a little bit of a question in the same vein. In the note, there's a reunion between Peyton and her daughter, whom she had surrendered for adoption some years before. And the motherhood thing comes kind of belatedly to Peyton, and she has a number of challenges in dealing with this almost grown-up young woman. I know that you are an adoptive parent, as am I, and I'm just wondering, did you bring any of your own life experiences from the adoption experience to this novel?
Yes, but sort of from the flip side, because as an adoptive mother of two, I've always told my kids that if they want to search for their biological roots, I'd be happy to help them. But on the other hand, something in me wants them to feel so accepted and so loved that they don't feel like they have to search. And regarding the second book, Peyton feels at a loss when dealing with Christine because they've been separated for so many years and Christine is nearly grown. And as a mother, I've found that parenting those nearly adult children is so hard. I think it's the hardest stage yet because 20-somethings want to stand on their own two feet. They want to pull away. And we're torn between wanting to help slash bail them out, yet wanting them to learn their lessons and stand on their own two feet. I think it's definitely the toughest stage to parent, whether your kids are adopted or biological. I mean,
yes,
it's tough.
Yes, and I know exactly what you mean. It is a challenging chapter. We've been talking about motherhood there with Angela, and Mother's Day is coming up. As a matter of fact, the sequel to Taking a Chance on Love is going to come, sequel to The Note, Taking a Chance on Love, is going to be released, that publication, in very close proximity to Mother's Day. So maybe I could ask both Angela and Jeannie, what's your ideal Mother's Day experience? How would you like best to spend that day?
Well, for me, I just really want a relaxing day at home with my children. Like, my kids really like to make me breakfast in bed for Mother's Day, and they usually all come and pile up on my bed and, you know, give me silly little gifts, like, you know, lots of bubble bath and hand cream and things like that. And, you know, usually they do all the housework and they do all the cleaning up, and I just don't do any work that day.
That is ideal. That is truly ideal.
It is.
How about you, Angela?
I want to go to Jeannie's house.
I think she's going to have a big crowd at her house.
I know. No, my kids are 24 and 26 now, so things have changed. And usually what I like about Mother's Day is just quiet, peace and quiet, and just a day of rest and reflection. That would be heaven to me.
Well, both of those sound like a great way to spend a nice Sunday in May. Maybe we'll come back from the personal a little bit more into the professional vein again. Angela, I would like to get a writer's view on something. You saw your novel, The Note, become a movie and then become a sequel, and then you turned that sequel that screenplay into a novel, a novelization. What was that process like for you as a writer? Was that, did that have any particular challenges? Was it easier or harder than maybe just starting on your own to create a novel?
In some ways, writing the novelization was easier because the plotting was already done, mm-hmm. and the characters, that character formation that I always have to go through, that was even done because mm-hmm. I had done it all for the original novel, The Note. But establishing continuity was a bit of a problem because there were some things that got changed from The Note, the novel, to The Note, the movie, and then they were still different in the third book, and so I had to, in the third step in this was the Note 2. So anyway, I just kind of had to form a cohesive, harmonious whole out of some very different sorts of pieces. But I did my best, tried to make it logical and explain the discrepancies in an author's note in the back. So anyway, it wasn't that bad. And the novelization was actually quite a bit shorter than a full novel would be. So was also a nice relief.
It sounds as though it had its pluses and it had its challenges as well.
Like
it was
everything
a different
else.
It was a different experience.
Yes, but I enjoyed it.
You sound as though you did. My question for Jeannie is a little bit related. Jeannie, is it... what's it like to play a character in a sequel? Is it easier the first time, or does the second time, being that it's a sequel, is it harder then? Which is the way these things go? Which one is the more challenging?
Well, it's a bit of both, really. It's easier in that you already know everyone and you know the character, at least you think you do. Mm-hmm. And, so there's a lot of the opening day jitters are gone,
mm-hmm.
So I think there's a more relaxed approach. The hard part is that some of the character, who you thought the character really was from the first, may be contradicted a bit in the second, and then there's sort of like a little bit of frustration and, wiggling about, and that doesn't quite match with what I did before,
mm-hmm.
There's that same kind of elbow bumping feeling. And I think that's typical when you're dealing with one writer's work and then another writer sort of steps in and
mm-hmm.
adds to it. I can only compare it to something, I've been on the soaps for so many years, and when the head writer changes, often, the actor will say, wait a minute, I don't know who I am. Wait a minute, I thought I knew what a Laura was, and now I don't.
Oh,
but,
my God.
So it's a bit of both, really. There's the comfort of knowing the people and knowing the other characters, knowing the relationships. The relationships
mm-hmm.
are pretty well defined mm-hmm. in the first one. But, occasionally there's a bit of contradictory information that makes it tough.
Yeah. There are challenges on both sides, the sequel and the original.
Right.
I'm going to ask Angela a very speculative question. The Note 2, Taking a Chance on Love, ends with it's a very happy ending. It's the wedding day of King and Peyton. If you could just imagine 10 years from that happy day, what do you think that Peyton will be like? Where will she be? What will she be doing? Can you share that little thing with us?
Sure. Let me see here. 10 years from the ending of the Note 2.
Her 10th anniversary, yeah.
I think Peyton would be a very happy and active grandmother. I think she would be happily syndicated, and she might have Nora's job.
Oh.
I like it.
Jeannie, does that sound plausible to you? You are Peyton in a way, so.
Yeah, I think it sounds great, except that I would dearly miss Maria, who plays Nora. I just adore that woman. She's so much fun to be with, and she's such a solid actress. But what I would like to see for Peyton, honestly, is that, she's had so much pain in her early life. And, I think that as we get older, the way we make peace with our pain is by giving back to others and helping to shine a light for other people who are perhaps going through some of the same struggles or preventing young people from making some of the same mistakes. I really think that's how we make peace with our own errors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's exactly the path she's headed on with her advice column, you know, is that her heart will continue to grow.
And she'll help to shine that light.
Shine the light for the others who are, you know, perhaps suffering the way she did when she was young.
That's a very beautiful idea, and it seems to me very much in keeping with her character.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think that's inner beauty. And as we lose our exterior beauty, we better find some other.
Don't want the light to shine too much.
Well, you know, it's that is womanhood, isn't it?
Yes.
That really is womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to go through that transition, and it's a firewalk.
This is going to be my last question. I want to thank both of you for your time and being so generous with it and very generous and open with your ideas and opinions. Both of the notes, 1 and 2, are both, they're so rich in values, and they're so inspirational on many, many levels. And I think we've even cited a few of the examples of inspiration just in our brief little conversation today. I wondered if each of you could share with us what you found the most inspiring, or the lesson that you found the most important in both of the works, the novel and its note and its sequel. Can you share that?
Well, I think a common theme in both books is forgiveness, and because as humans we make mistakes, and we're surrounded by people who sometimes unintentionally make mistakes too. And Peyton has to learn to forgive those who've hurt her, especially in the past, and they have to forgive her when she injures them, like poor King when she, you know, keeps stalling his marriage proposal. But when we forgive, we mirror our Creator, who knows our weaknesses and forgives our mistakes, because that's what love does. So to me, that's sort of both books in a nutshell.
Jeannie?
Yeah. You know, the greatest challenge or the greatest inspiration with both
the greatest books? The greatest inspiration. What did you find in your experiences with both of these Hallmark Channel movies? What did you find the most inspiring? Are there moments or ideas that you've taken from those experiences on into your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the first movie especially touched me. I think that the theme of forgiveness, actually I wrote something to my fans, because I realized that I had been, that I had not made an amends to my own fans for the way I left General Hospital when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And I had carried that guilt around for so many years, the gunny sacks of mail that appeared on my mother's doorstep, and video audio tapes of people crying, petitions, and all this sort of thing. And, you know, I had a lot of guilt about disappointing people, and I was a very young girl. And I didn't realize how bad I felt about that. So it actually inspired me to write a letter of reconciliation, via the press. And you guys helped me out with that. You gave me the chance to make that amends to my audience. And the other thing that I loved about the first movie was that it's a very faith-affirming piece.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need to have our faith affirmed. You know, sometimes going to church once a week is enough, and sometimes it isn't. I'm a person who needs it affirmed more like daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the way I am,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And the message for me in that piece was that everything is happening for a reason.
Yes.
There is something bigger than us that is at play here. There are no coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I love being a part of a piece that expresses that.
Angela, is there anything you would like to add? This is really, it's a very beautiful statement, Jeannie.
Thank you.
I don't think I can add anything to that. That was quite eloquent, and it's the perfect sign-off, I think.
I want to thank both of you so much. This has been an extraordinary experience. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have. And I look forward to completing my reading of Taking a Chance on Love, the sequel novel. And thank you again for your graciousness and for sharing so many of your personal thoughts with us.